Susana Fuentes arrived early for her fourth dose, or her second booster shot. She's a recovering cancer patient, so like others here with underlying health conditions, she's more vulnerable to COVID-19.
I've had breast cancer 3 times, so obviously I have to be even more worried about protecting myself, although everyone, in fact, has to worry about it.
1 year after Chile began a massive vaccination campaign against COVID-19, it's begun rolling out its fourth dose.
Even children from the age of 3 and older are being vaccinated here. In this country, unlike in most in the region, there is no shortage of vaccines. And the secret, according to President Sebastián Piñera, is that Chile began purchasing them even before they existed.
Inviting a small group of correspondents for coffee, Piñera told us that he bet on 3 laboratories that seemed more likely to cross the finish line first, including Pfizer and Sinovac.
The government began taking measures at a very early stage and with strong decisions to buy vaccines and to begin vaccinating very early, even with the third dose.
He says arrangements have already been made to guarantee a fifth dose if necessary.
Sunday.
Although in Chile there have been no reported cases of animals being infected, the health ministry is taking no chances. This week, Sandai became the first ape to be inoculated at the Buin Zoo.
Sandai is a unique specimen in South America, the only pure Bornean orangutan with such an important reproductive potential for the species, which is why we're focused on immunizing him first, and also immunizing the big cats, which are known to be naturally prone to this problem.
Be they 4 or 2-legged patients, health authorities say hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 have dropped significantly since the aggressive vaccination campaign began. But there's also an awareness that until everyone can be equally immunized on every continent, Chileans will likely have to prepare for many more jabs before this pandemic is over. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.